The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, 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 a cold snap sweeping across the fruited plain.
Yeah, it's a bad day to go streaking, Mike.
Yes, very, very bad day. Would you like to know the temperature down in South Florida this morning?
Nope.
you got no interest?
No, I got no interest
at
all.
Like the bitter point now.
What if I told you it was 45 degrees right now?
Oh, what would you? Well, you know what? I would normally be sympathetic because that's not why you moved down there. But
well,
the
no,
fact that you
saying
have
that
two digits
have
in your
cold.
Temperature.
What's the high going to be?
Today?
Yes.
65,
oh,
probably.
Really?
Wow.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone with me, so I can't give you that quickie forecast that I like to give you. But, I'm just saying, it's cold here, so it must be extraordinarily cold.
You,
Oscar, I had noticed. Oscar last night at like 11:30 sent me a little weather forecast thing that said you guys made the right decision.
Yeah,
that was funny. And he put Hancock, Maine, and he also put Washington, D.C. down there because it was
single digits.
Oh, today, a high of 66 in Fort Myers,
66.
Currently 48 degrees
basically
in Fort Myers.
70.
48, hey. I'm sorry, it's gone up a few degrees.
And tomorrow, a high of 75 out there, so get out those cargo shorts, ladies. You're
Oscar,
gonna have
you
a great
suffering
day.
From the flu? I heard that little coffee.
Excuse my cough because I had no heat yesterday in my joint.
Pay your bills.
Now, our boiler, our 100-year-old boiler in my building, the dump I live in, went out, and they couldn't fix it.
Well,
aren't you the superintendent? Oh, wait a minute. You have elderly people in your building.
No.
Not anymore.
They shut them all out. It's all the young hipsters that live in my building now.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was a lot of back and forth. What shall we do? And people are like, run your dryer. Turn on your oven.
Oh, my God. It's like an episode.
I pay my bills, fix everything.
Yeah. Did they get the boiler fixed?
No. I woke up this morning with my Cookie Monster hat on and bundled up like I was in a sleeping
bag. But aren't
bag.
You like God. The president or something
I,
of your building?
I stepped down.
Oh, hey, good for you.
Yeah, I had to. Too much
And you know, and see what happens? Oscar leaves, the boiler breaks.
Everything breaks.
How coincidental.
But really, you cannot, correct me if I'm wrong, pick a worse time for that to happen, right?
The best part is I was the first guy to notice.
Why is that the best thing?
Because I had to write it and say, hey, to our building manager, said, has anyone else complained that it's freezing in our condos? And
right.
I said, no, you're the first. That was like a dream.
Wow, so people just slaying the dragon, completely passive.
Government jobs, weren't getting home till 7,
Wow.
So the boiler broke and they haven't fixed it yet.
They haven't fixed it, and they said it's a part, and since our boiler's so old, they have to special order it.
Yes, it's a lead part that is made in a sweatshop in a basement in Manhattan.
That boiler is like the boiler if your
building is literally how old, though?
It's from 1933,
Rob,
right?
What's that violin music they play on the last scene of the Titanic? Do you have that?
I might. Hold on.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Because that would be appropriate for the elderly on some of the lower floors.
Yeah.
Some of the original residents of Oscar's building. How many floors are in your building?
There are 4 floors.
And so there are 4 floors in this elderly condo,
yeah.
And which used to be an apartment building. And
they converted it, but not the boiler for some reason.
They converted it to condo,
yes.
And they didn't modernize the heating system.
No HVAC.
Oh, that's right. And you cool your place like with wall units,
don't you? With the window rattlers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I made a bad choice. Wow. As I sat there, and my girlfriend calls me, and she's like, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm freezing." How's San Diego treating you? How's Arizona treating you? Must be nice. You left me for dead.
She's out in there.
Left me for dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I feel great, though. This cough. I probably would have gotten anyways.
No, no big deal. Oscar gets pneumonia. Well, I feel for the non-young people that are in that building.
That's tough.
That's terrible on the Titanic known as Oscar's building. But how about a moment of joy? We'll please Oscar right now.
Yes.
So we get on the horn and call the Consumer Electronics Show. And Todd Moore, who is live in Las Vegas as we speak this morning, host of Tech 411. Stellar entrepreneur, creator of phenomenal apps like White Noise and Compulsion.
And he's very photogenic.
A brilliant programmer and a man who, despite his social awkwardness, is always fun to talk to on the show.
Yes. Scheduled for 11 a.m.
Right, but we're calling a little early.
Half an hour early.
Yeah.
Which is Hello? Exciting.
Oh, look at
this. Hey, it's Todd Moore. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, Todd Moore. Happy New Year to you.
Who the F is this?
Are you a
Todd, you sound like you may have had a bit of evening last night. Did you have a little bit of evening?
This is Tomo reporting live from Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How are you doing? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tomo, and we're a little jealous because it was a year ago at this time where all of us were in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show.
We were all hungover.
I walked the floor, people would come up to me wondering where you guys were, and I tried to represent, but we missed you. We missed you is what I'm trying to say.
Why don't we start with the giant elephant in the room right now? What did you do late last night?
Mike, I was in a suite, okay? There's a penthouse.
Right.
Planet Hollywood. I was with the guy who bottles Fiji water. I'm not lying.
Oh, no. You were with a whale.
Mike has a friend. And he took his shirt off to show me not one, but two gunshot wounds. I'm not making this up. And all while this was happening, the butler was serving his pizza. And it was at this point, Mike, that I realized I need to come home. Can I please come home, Mike?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the funniest Todd Moore appearance already, and he can pump the rest of it now because it's spectacular. Not one, but two gunshot wounds. I knew. Oscar, sometimes I've got that sixth sense. I knew we should call him at the front of the show today. Mm-hmm. I knew we should. So, were they kind of ballers? Were they guys that were, that knew their way around Las Vegas, Nevada? Is that, what's the deal?
Hashtag IoT. It's good to be here on the show. I don't know anything about those guys, so we're going to have to transition to a new topic.
You know what, Todd? How drunk are you still?
Are you still in a suite?
I have not slept.
Oh boy!
I'm in the airport right now. I'm trying to find my gate.
Are you in the airport?
Very difficult.
No, you're not in the airport. We called your hotel room.
Okay, yeah, I'm in the hotel room.
Oh my God!
No, I'm getting the hell out of here. I don't know.
Oh my God!
I'm never coming back. I will never come back. Now I left. I had a great time. Great time.
Las Vegas is an evil, evil city. We love so much. Yeah. My God, you're having fun. How does it rate? With your buddy Oscar not around, and I mean, I know you still have some friends out there. Are you having a good time at the CES?
Oh God, lots of blinking lights, lots of sounds. Lots of devices, all connected. We're living in a connected world. And it's just amazing. If I could sum it all up with one word, it would be magical. Or something.
Rob, help me. Help me, Rob.
Todd, what were you drinking last night? I'm just curious. I know you were with the Fiji people, but I'm guessing they didn't serve you water.
No, we were not drinking water.
Okay. So, what were you drinking? Can you be specific?
I think it was kind of a Jack and Coke night.
Yeah, it was kind of that. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Not kind of. I'm pretty sure it was.
All right, let's get right to the gadgets.
Do you think you can pull that off?
Yeah, good luck.
Well, we're gonna try. We're gonna try because that's another reason we call him. Because Todd always is out there where it's cutting edge, where we find out what the consumers are going to be seeing in the next year and years
year
after
to come,
that.
Mike.
Last year, I will tell you that their big thing was 3D printing. That was the big deal, and also a lot of these curved television screens. What's new and exciting for this year, Todd Moore?
Well, the buzzword on the street and in the hallways was the Internet of Things, IoT, and you get used to it. There's just so many buzzwords, and it's the same old crap. You know, just repackaged.
All right, hold on. Todd,
so there's nothing really new. Is that what you're saying?
The biggest convention of the year in the world of new things,
yes.
And you got nothing.
I got no. My goal, guys, was to find Tony Perkins a new cell phone, and I did that.
Oh, you found Tony
Perkins.
That.
Yeah.
You found Tony Perkins a
new
cell phone.
A new,
was it at the bottom of a bottle?
Wow. And it was curved. It was a curved bottle.
Oh, yeah, a curved bottle, yes. That's like the TV screen.
I would say that was the coolest thing. I found a few things that I liked. I recently lost my keys. So one of the nice things these days is... it may have been a late night walking home, stumbling home. I lost my keys. Yeah. So I'm looking for something that will help me find my keys.
Right.
And so there's a device called Tracker. Really like it. Talked to the CEO. He was a surfer, Mike. He surfed. And when he was out...
Why that's directed at me, I have no idea.
Hey, Todd, just hold on 1 second. I have a question for Mike and Oscar that you don't need to answer.
I wanted to tell you my surfing story.
Yes, hold the surfing story, because this is something that I'm curious about. Yes, some of those animals are
9 years old.
Mike, Oscar, what is it? Why is he focused on the wrong details?
Rob, go ahead with your question.
So he was a surfer dude.
He was a surfer, and he lost his keys in the sand. Rob,
he lost the keys in the sand. Yes, yes, Ed.
Have you ever lost, Rob, have you ever lost anything?
Yes.
His virginity to the woman he married.
Well, this guy lost his keys in the sand, and he saw someone with a metal detector, and he gave him $100. The guy found his keys, and that's what gave him the idea for this tracker device. And I think it's a good idea. I bought one, and now I'll be able to use the new Bluetooth beacon functionality in your smartphone and on this device.
Okay. All right, fantastic.
We will be able to find our keys again.
Okay, hey, you know, speaking of Bluetooth, I saw something online today. They say one of the worst items that's featured out there, it's called the Pacify, and it's a Bluetooth pacifier for your baby. Have you seen this?
I have not seen it. Sounds horrible.
It is horrible.
Todd, now, last year when we were at the CS, didn't they have a whole big thing about baby monitoring and stuff
devices.
Like that? That's a big
exactly.
deal, right?
But this is one that will actually tell you when the pacifier falls out of the kid's mouth. You get an alert on your phone, which makes it so much easier than actually being a real parent.
You know what I call a moment where my kid's pacifier falls out of his mouth?
What?
I call it rare. Carl and I have a slight difference of opinion about weaning him off that.
Yes.
And Carla is of the teething philosophy where you leave that thing in there because it helps him with his gums and stuff.
Right.
And I'm the one where, you know, when I see that in his mouth all the time, I think, that he's suddenly developing what his father has and what maybe Mr. Moore has is dependence on substances. I think that's what it
Todd,
might be. Todd, what's going on in the background there?
Yes, Mike, I believe the plane is boarding at this point, and I don't want to miss it.
Oh, well, Todd, we're going to let you go then. I get my hint. That's wonderful. Yeah. We're going to let you go back to bed. I mean, get on your plane, and it'll be – Oscar, do you have anything for your friend before we go?
Look, get home safe, my friend. We'll be recording a special edition, a CS edition of Tech 411 this weekend.
No, you won't.
Well, hopefully we'll be recording once Todd recovers, so we'll have a full recap there.
Yes.
Also, I'd like to hear what your favorite item of the show outside of the tracking device. Did you see any I saw that you took a picture of a widescreen TV. By widescreen, I mean it was the entire room in the Sony exhibit. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was, of course, that wasn't for sale, Oscar. It was kind of, it was a display only.
We didn't expect you to buy it.
That's it. Okay.
You can't buy everything.
Oscar's lost interest as well, Todd. Todd, we're going to let you go. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you back in Washington. And Happy New Year, Todd Moore.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Homo out.
Oh, wow.
Homo. He talked about IOT. He was OUT.
Yeah. How can you possibly top two gunshot wounds?
I tried to save him. I said, hey, what about that Sony display?
We all kind of threw him softballs, and he put them in a glass and drank them.
It doesn't matter, boys. BTAE, best Tomo appearance ever, as far as
GHB.
Rob, start the show, you hum.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman. I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-Minute Abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-Minute Abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-Minute Abs.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-Minute Abs sitting there. There's 7-Minute Abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
Bingo,
that.
Man. Seven. Bingo. 7-Minute Abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-Minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-Minute Abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly brie time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Oddly enough, that clip from Something About Mary falls quite nicely after the Todd Moore segment on the show.
Yeah, he was thinking about gorgonzola cheese.
We're live from the Cappy Viper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. A new year is here. Out with the old. Out, I say.
Out.
Out, I say.
Out.
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 Out with the old and in with the new. And the best way to start on the path for a better you is getting an amazing night's sleep with a Sleep Number Bed. I was talking to a feller down here in South Florida about that just the other day, and he was raving about his, and I was raving about mine. I've talked about my Sleep Number Bed for years. You know I adore it. I cannot sleep without it. Now all new Sleep Number Beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. That is what tracks your sleep and tells you how you're doing, how you're sleeping, and that allows you to have the best possible sleep. And sleep is the key to great health. Every morning, I learn what affects my sleep sleep, so I sleep much better each and every day. It is the best, and that's right. I sleep better every day,
good.
As opposed to night.
All day long.
As opposed
naps.
To,
naps,
you know,
are important.
Rob and I work very closely. That's not true. Rob writes all the copy for the show, so it's always interesting. Every morning I learn what it affects my sleep, so I sleep much better each and every day.
Well,
so
a day
I get
is
my
a 24-hour period.
I get my statistics from the night before and go right back to sleep.
And correct
it's
what you did wrong.
Best. My sleep number setting is a 75. Carlos is a 65. See why Sleep Number was named best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. And right now, during their lowest prices of the season, you'll save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that's 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and get ready to get a good day's sleep.
Now, you see, a day is a 24-hour period. Come on,
you
now.
You can't justify that. Seven little chipmunks on my uncle's ranch.
You know,
eat lots of sunflowers.
Mike,
you know, Mike.
That old children's tale from the sea.
Two gunshot wounds. Two.
Two. That's right.
One, two.
Man, what a great job. Really, I was saying this to Carl. I mean, you can have anybody that does this, whether it's podcasting on the radio, to come in and be able to do this kind of radio and not have, if you had told me what's going to happen today, well, you're going to call Las Vegas where Todd Moore is still drunk, and he is going to tell you that he partied with a couple of people that bottled Fiji water and showed him gunshot wounds.
No, was he really Jesus. At the airport?
It sounded like he may have been at the airport. I don't know.
He
can't
is in
confirm.
For a disastrous
I can't
flight.
Confirm.
It's you know what? His head is going to start hurting about Denver.
All I got was no sleep from
yeah,
our
I got
conversation.
That too, yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, the thing about it is
that's what happens in Vegas. You wake up and you're like, well, I haven't gone to bed.
Exactly.
Well, being a noted alcohol connoisseur, and Rob, I think Rob's the same way as
yes.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and I have probably had some of our biggest party nights the night before you're going to leave, because it's that whole feeling inside where you say to yourself, you
this
know
is
what?
This is the last time.
This could be the moment here. You want to get that last yep. good one, and it's a terrible way to travel.
Oh, and
it
you
is
know what?
Absolutely It'll, horrible.
If
way
you
to
want
travel.
To guarantee that your flight home is 84 degrees and humid, get on hungover, and you can just, they're going to have a stove burning in the back.
God forbid you have a meal. If you have a meal, the entire time you'll be spending it in the restroom.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Oh,
yeah. and you know, and I will go through total fecal distress rather than go into that little cubicle in the sky. I won't do it. You know, speaking of flying, my little guy is going to be flying for the first time. Do you know when he's going to be flying?
Ah.
He will be flying the weekend of the Super Bowl. Ooh. Because we're going to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Jimmy's.
That's right, Jimmy's. Wow. Come on, everybody. That's right. No one knows who's playing in the big game, but we know where we'll be.
Yeah.
And we know where you should be, too. It's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We're all going to be there, the whole gang. Sunday, February 1st, it's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern's 18th annual Big Game Bash. Come out to Herndon, the entertainment mecca of Virginia.
It's a lot like Las Vegas, which we were just talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. For big fun, big screen TVs, and the best party in town. The fun starts at 4 p.m. Watch the big game with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Be part of the Uncle Dave exciting free football pool. Jimmy Cerrito.
What's that? What pool is that?
The Uncle Dave exciting free football pool.
Oh, yeah. You want to get there early because you don't want to miss the excitement.
Jimmy Cerrito will be there, too, as your ringleader of fun. 65-cent wings all day, dine-in or take-out. Great food specials and the coldest beer in town. You can make your reservations. They are recommended. If you want to get those really good seats down on the lower level,
yes.
His three-step down level at Jimmy's main room.
Yeah, his sunken fun room.
And check out how the progress of the Buffalo Wing is coming.
Oh, yeah.
703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-GYMS. That's 5467 for those of you that don't know how to make the correlation between the numbers and the letters.
Yeah.
Or you can email Jimmy@JimmysTavern.com. Jimmy.
Jim.
Once again, if you would like to email Jimmy Cerrito, send it to Jimmy@JimmysTavernJimmyJimmy.com. Jimmy.
Paul.
That is his email address. No, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. It's Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy at Jimmy's Tavern, Jimmy,
yes,
Jimmy.
That's right.
.com, Jimmy. We'll see you at 697 Spring Street. Plenty of free parking and never a cover charge. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where everyone is treated like a regular.
Ah. You know, Mike, we'd be remiss if we didn't wish an early happy birthday to Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Oh.
Do you know that on the 11th, she turns 50?
Nice.
And Jimmy wanted that in yesterday's birthday segment, and he got it to me just after we did the segment. But she
happy
is my favorite
Maureen.
Of all the Donahues, and if you come out and see us for the big game, it'll be a great chance to wish her happy birthday. Yeah.
Promotional consideration to Aaron Sales at Lease of Leesburg. It means he's renting his TVs again. Promotional
renting.
Consideration to... no, he's not renting them. He's getting them for free. Promotional consideration to Aaron Sales and Lease of Leesburg. That guy has been so good to Jimmy every year, and he has like his brand new TV up on the screen, so we're going to have a great TV.
Well, because you remember, before Jimmy made friends with the guy in Leesburg, he would take Maureen's TV out of the bedroom.
Out of their bedroom. And bring it into Jimmy so we can watch the
big
game.
Be careful with that. It'll be okay.
Oh, if I could just send this little message out to the good people at Aaron's Sales and Lease of Leesburg. Yes. Here it is. 4K!
Oh, 4K.
No, I don't know if that'll happen, but I just thought I'd lay that out there.
Yeah.
So thanks for the TVs.
Yay!
Here's Phnom Penh! That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour. So let me tell you what the here's the drill. Mrs. O'Mara is coming with me. Mrs. O'Mara and I will be staying in the mother-in-law suite, but the mother-in-law may not be in town, so we will not have child care coverage. So Mrs. O'Mara will come from like 4 o'clock to the beginning of the game.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. Carla will be there with the, and you will get a chance to have your picture taken with the king. No, that's not true. I'm not whoring out my son
with his
like
crown?
That.
I would think you'd probably get more takers to have your picture taken with Carla.
Now, I'll put him in a football jersey for the team that I'll be rooting for. And right now, the way it's shaking out. Rofo, please to look up the playoff picture right now, because I'm very curious as to the teams that are still in the hunt. I know the only thing I paid attention to was
we've got Ravens,
Green Bay
Ravens,
and Dallas.
Ravens,
and,
Patriots.
Okay, Raiders, Patriots.
Ravens, Patriots.
Raiders. Okay. Gee, that's unusual.
No, we've got Carolina and Seattle.
Yeah. All right. So Seattle kind of predicted to be there. Packers predicted to be there.
Dallas, Green Bay.
Ravens predicted usually to have a chance.
It's gonna be
the
tough.
Patriots every year.
It's going to be tough.
And so. Indianapolis, Denver is the other matchup.
Are the Browns out of it?
Please.
The Browns! Phnom Penh!
Johnny Manziel. What a big dummy.
That's it for Wino News. So it's teams that have all been there before. So I'll be rooting for whoever the underdog is. That's the way it's going to go.
Cool.
You can root for the Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, they're the underdogs.
Yes, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
The Ravens, are they really underdogs?
They're a sixth seed in the AFC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Way to go, Ropa.
Seed.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I would like to dub the worst television program of the modern era when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much.
It's now or never. Every Monday, listen to the gut-wrenching, tongue-twisting action on AmeriCast. Get heart-pounding clips from the Mike O'Mara Show. Tick 411, Rob and Joe Show. At Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. Hear fans of more broadcasting say tear apart through more broadcasting on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, MichaelMaraShow.com. Catch the action. AmeriCast, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The new year is here. We like to keep telling you that, and it's the best time to make a better you. They say laughter is the best medicine. We've been talking about the 2015 bonus show packages, and I'm here to tell you this is we have many different engines that drive this show, but this time of year in particular is when we want you to step up and buy the 2015 bonus show packages. We do not say donate on the Mike O'Mara Show. We do not just put our hand out. What we do is make specialty content available to you. We will be recording another bonus show, our special New Year's version of the bonus show today. And if you would like to get involved, the best way to get involved is to subscribe to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. Oscar, tell us all about the bonus show package and why it is so GD special.
You get an extra episode of TMOS uncensored,
unfiltered,
every week. And in 2014, I mean, what we delivered was really overwhelming as far as the number of episodes that came out. We actually crossed, we've never delivered that many episodes. I expect the same for 2015. Also, you can get mobile access on the TMOS app to the bonus shows. All you have to do is get your credentials and you're good to go.
And for first timers, you get every bonus show we've ever done. Mm-hmm. So you get access to the entire anthology. So if you've never pulled the trigger on the bonus show, now is the time to do it.
I think Mike said it best. We don't put our hand out. We want to give you something for supporting the program.
So please support us. This is the most important time of the year. We need it very, very badly, and we want you to help us out. Get all the information that's waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, the TMOS Bonus Packages. Go get them and get ready to laugh all year long. All right, are you ready for what is, in my humble opinion, the worst television show of all time?
You've been teasing this all week, and I can't even, you know, I can normally sort of figure out where you're coming from.
I don't,
I have no idea.
I can't even
guess. Here it is. Television has changed so dramatically, and now I realize that now when I'm watching my TV, that the only television program that I am truly looking forward to, I look at The Good Wife. I like it. It's well written. It's fun to watch.
You look at it?
I look at it. Yeah. I look in on it periodically.
Sure.
But the show that I watch every week, and this is how pathetic my life is I watch the reality show that is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Sure.
It sucks, and it sucks this year, so it's just not fun. However, I watched a program that I never, ever watch based on the time that it's on and the content. You know the magazine shows, the entertainment magazine shows? They're all crap, by and large. As much as I like our friend Billy Bush, you know, the fact is those shows, they just don't do it for me. They're designed, they're designed primarily to suck up to the celebrities, and the only one that doesn't do that is TMZ. But the worst show I have ever seen has to be a program hosted by Deborah Norville called Inside Edition.
Is she still around?
Unquestionably, for what it is. I was watching it with my bride, and this is during the holidays, and I said, they get away with this? Let me tell you how bad this show is.
It's not journalism, that's for sure.
It's not journalism. It is sound bites that are so brief that there is that anything approaching any kind of depth is immediately vetoed by whoever the hump producers are of that show. But this is the worst part.
Producers.
They mine the social networking sites for content, and they will grab something off of Facebook that I am that Rob Spiewak may have put on a month ago.
Yeah.
It is that horrible. And then it will just be the same. You have an anchor woman. Do you remember when Deborah Norville failed on the national stage?
Yeah, was it Good Morning America that they spotlighted her?
It was one of those morning news shows.
Right.
I thought, and she failed miserably, and then she she had the lucky stick to get the gig where she's been doing this for a million years. I think the show has been on the air since the late 80s.
Bill O'Reilly's show for a while?
It might have been.
Can you look that up for me,
Rob? NBC News at Sunrise. That's what she was on.
Then it was the Today Show they tried to put her on.
That's right. They groomed her for the Today Show.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. But, these shows, by their very nature, are crapola. But this is the grand dam of the crapola. So,
do they try to present it as more of a news show, or is it pure celebrity?
It is pure fluff what it is.
All fluff.
And that's why they will grab a viral video. Because that's their new mining for gold.
Yep.
They'll grab a viral video and then put it on there. But it's a viral video that we all saw like 2 weeks
ago. Exactly. It's like that little kid singing Elvis.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so, in general, this is a time of year where a lot of people are home in the evening. A lot of people are watching television. And I have found it very, very frustrating to find anything of quality. And Carla mentioned to me the other is Homeland still on? That great show, Homeland?
Did you see the last season? Well, they just wrapped up.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Have you ever got? Did you get past the first couple seasons
of Homeland?
Yes.
Of Homeland, I actually watched the inaugural season, and I loved it, and then kind of just drifted away. I just
season two,
away from it.
I would start at season three and then ramp this past season.
If you start at season
so,
three, are you going to be okay?
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
It is so much fun to watch.
Well, I cannot give details here, but I do want to send a very heartfelt thank you out to Chief Rob Mob member and all-around good guy, Mr. Tab Patterson. Tab Patterson.
Tab.
I can't give any details here, but Mr. Patterson has provided me with some television entertainment. That
didn't he go on Amazon and buy you a gift?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, let's say that he went.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he bought me a gift
every time.
He bought me a gift.
We have to explain to him the rules.
What are the rules?
That when people steal things,
nothing was stolen.
He didn't steal anything, Oscar. Big mouth, Mr. Mouth. Stop it. Quiet
mouth. Penompe.
He didn't steal anything, Mr. Man. But it was really, really cool, and the quality, you know, it was just like someone bought it.
It was something someone bought it.
Well, he technically bought it.
Yes, sure. He did.
Yeah,
yes,
so he didn't steal.
There's no technicality about it. He purchased
it. He did buy
and
it.
Said, "You know who'd like this is Mike."
Yes,
but I'm not going to go into any great details about this show that features the British aristocracy. I just want to say, Tab.
Is it upstairs, downstairs?
That's exactly what it is. It's the entire Monty Python collection.
Oh, okay, excellent. I know that Tab loves that,
and Tab is a good guy, and because Tab is. Like a radiophile, videophile, audiophile. Tab, you know, did that Tab job on it, and I was just blown away. I almost had a feeling that what I was watching.
You know how long I've been waiting for my wife to give
now
me
why,
a Tab
why
job?
Now, why are you doing that, Oscar? I didn't mean anything by that. I'm just giving
him a
thank
you. What's a Tab job?
I'm just saying don't
I'm giving him a Tab. Hey, who wants a Tab job?
Don't Google Tab job. Yeah. Don't do it.
Really?
Yeah, change your filters.
Have you done that before?
No, it sounds seedy. That's all.
Right.
I just think it was nice that he paid retail and sent you a gift.
It was really, really terrific, you know. And, you know, we don't say it enough. Carla was mentioning to me in 2015, I should remind Rob to, you know, all the free stuff that comes to the post office box that Rob will not keep this year. And I told him, you know, I'm aware of, you know, people sending me stuff because they'll send me a follow-up email. So I said, I don't really believe that Rob is doing that. And Carla looked at me and said, really?
Yeah. She says, that dork is so greedy. When you're up here for the Super Bowl, Mike, I'm sorry, the big game, you must come by my house and visit the gift closet, which is actually a fourth bedroom that I built. And it's filled with all the fabulous goods. It looks, there's like Aladdin's lamp in there. Yeah. There's a steamer trunk full of jewels, suitcase full of diamonds, all the great things that have been sent. Amazingly, no videos from Tab.
And you don't cash them in or anything. You hoard them.
I do. I hoard them. And I would be horrified. The thing, it's not that I want to have them. I just don't want you to have them.
Yes,
that's
I know.
The
because
value.
You're not. So in other words, no matter how valuable the product is,
right.
Rob will just keep it in a closet. And occasionally he will walk into that closet and just go,
oh, I roll in it.
Well, that's, I don't think that's fair. Just because he took home that one edible arrangement, I mean, we can't blame him for everything.
Well, you know, it's amazing that you can remember something 4 years ago, but you can't remember to get here on time.
Hey, I was here on time today. Who was late this week? Raise your hand.
Go ahead.
Rob, you bring that up. Rob, you were bringing up the Oscar arrival time that you're, because I could care less whether Oscar shows up or not, but I know, Rob, you've got a real problem with Oscar showing up past the 10:15 mark. Is that what it is?
I was the one who brought it up today, yes. I said. We like when you're here a little bit early. We like when you're here when you're 10:15.
Well, then I can get here at 10:15.
Awesome.
But show starts at 10:30.
Well, the 10:15 time is the social hour. It's really when we
and that's what's fun.
We all greet each other and we say good morning. And
I play Ray Stevens records. I mean, you missed all that.
Swingers
today.
Was on.
I don't feel
this morning,
whole. I don't
on the IFC.
Were you really watching?
Yeah, Swingers? I was like, oh, you know what? I'll watch Mikey.
You were watching Jon Favreau. And that's why you were tardy.
It was a casino scene. I was like, oh man, he's
tearing himself off the couch to get into work.
He's gonna try to bang this chick, and then he's gonna ruin it because he's gonna call his girl. Friend, it's a great scene.
Now the problem I have is the problem
so
I have is that
yeah,
I'm
you
just
can't make it up.
I'm searching for really quality stuff, and I don't hear anybody really
Mike,
jumping up
Homeland.
With any incredible.
Go
it's
and
Homeland.
Watch Homeland.
Yeah,
And you know what?
If you're searching, give it a shot.
ABC has a pretty good block of sitcoms, I guess, on Tuesday night that's worth checking out, which is New Girl, Mindy Project, Middle and Goldbergs.
Yeah, try something new, man. Yeah. Well, I am trying something new.
Yeah,
come on. Spend some time
with George Segal. It's time.
You know what I'm watching? You're going to mock me. Get ready to mock. Mock. Here it comes.
Oh, we've never mocked you ever.
I'm watching the Golf Channel. I'm watching the Golf Channel.
Oh, God.
With a British guy that shows you how to do it. Here's the position you held your club at. It's another Brit. They got another Brit up there. You held your club at this angle and then make a nice pass through the ball. Hello, Tina. Come over. So what it is this 78-year-old British guy who brings in 18-year-old women to swing the golf. Is that Tony? All of a sudden I hear.
I'm going to have to get this channel.
Are you sure that's the Golf Channel and not something that you've added on?
Sounds like a Benny Hill episode.
It's not right here.
And then they play Yakety Sax.
Yeah. It's not an add-on. But you know what? Because of Tab, I have been interested by the Magic Box. But by and large, I flip around. I look for stuff. I've seen Homeland and passed by it. I don't linger. And by the way, pay-per-view movies, regular movies on cable, it's just not thick enough. I'm craving something.
Have you seen The Equalizer?
No, what's the
show with Edward Woodward?
No, the
remake. Oh, the new one with Denzel.
With Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. You enjoy that.
Oh, you mean the brand new one? I think I saw that in the theater. Oh, I think I saw that.
What I actually need to do, Mike, in the theater. Go on Amazon through our link.
Yeah.
Find yourself a box set of a TV show that you either fondly remember or want to have seen.
Can't do it.
Binge it. It's so much fun to binge watch television.
What about just stream it?
Do you know, seriously, how many box sets I've received for gifts over the years that I have never even opened? I do not do that.
Then you should visit eBay.
I did binge, though. I binged on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, I binged on Breaking Bad. And I binged on House of Cards.
Oh, the Kevin Spacey show. Yeah.
Released their whole season. And I like that. But it's just, even when you go deeper, into the Hulus and the Netflixes, I want to find that next big thing. And don't you, Oscar, wouldn't it be accurate that we as consumers now, with the nature of the way our media is delivered to us, that we're just a hungry animal that needs constant feeding.
We are, but you have to be. Look, the only reason I discovered the Mindy Project was because I ran out of S to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, okay, Rob's been talking about this. My girl's into this. I'll start watching it from season one.
It's very funny.
Well written.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right, well, here's what I'm putting out there then. I will take recommendations for everybody. You want to drop me a line about it to
This might be the worst thing you've done this year.
Regular television.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Regular television I will watch because I need to get that fix. I have a 17-month-old son. We have a rare night out, which we had last night. And that's it. That was the first time in weeks that we've been able to do
that. Quick note, so. 2 M's in Emmanuel. Because if you're gonna send Mike any suggestions,
outer space,
in space,
of course,
Emmanuel in Paris, yeah.
Mike, and incidentally, Emmanuel, Emmanuel's like Lassie. They've changed the Emmanuel like every time.
the last
Emmanuel dies, they replace them. They get a new Emmanuel.
Yeah,
like, the same thing.
Yeah, and then Emmanuels. You can listen to that very popular Christmas song, "Oh Come Emmanuel."
What a slut. We'll take a break, and I'll tell you about our dinner out last night right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, honey, I love too much. I need your love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, have you thought about your underwear? Talking to you dudes out there, all right? Have you really given it some thought? A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't care. But the fact is, men's underwear has essentially been the same for years. Well, not with Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is here to upgrade your underwear, dear. That's right. For 2015, make a resolution to change your underwear. The materials that they use in Mack Weldon underwear are superb. They are superior. The guys at Mack Weldon thought that underwear could be made better, and they did make it better. You've got to feel it to believe it. That is the absolute truth. You can look at underwear and look at it all, and it won't make an impression on you. But when you feel the material of Mack Weldon underwear, you'll know what's going on. They make undershirts that stay tucked in, that won't bunch up. They're cut, so they won't show under your button shirt. Plus, they have the best socks in town. I was telling Oscar about it. He tried them. He agreed.
Yep.
You're walking on air. MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs and starter kits as well. Here's a special deal just for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com and enter the code TMOS for $5 off, plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50.
Nice.
Buy more, save more. Remember that name, MackWeldon. That's MackWeldon.com. Mike.com, and we are delighted to have them as a sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes.
A gentleman asked me on Facebook which type of socks I liked, and I got the grays. So if you're looking, they have different types of socks. I got the grays. They all fit well, but if you just want to try them, I would suggest the grays.
They're nice.
Phenomenal.
Cool.
I would like them to get the elves in the Mack Weldon factory to make as many socks as they have, and I will buy all of them.
They listen to you, Mike, and they are currently working on new sock designs. Yeah,
nice. Really.
So we will hear about that in the new year. Yeah,
because here's the thing. You know, I like me the fancy kind of socks. They're fun to wear. I like to wear dress socks that have a little bit of color to them.
You and Bob Schieffer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Like, does he wear pink socks?
He wears purple socks.
He does. Yes.
Him and Donnie Osmond, too. Yeah. You're in fine company, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
And GW. Right.
Macworld.
The first. That's not a mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was talking about somehow that took the wind out of my
sock. Why? We were saluting your sock habits.
Now, suddenly, you know, I was really going to make a decent appeal, and then Rob turned me into Nathan Lane and the Berg.
No. Bob Schieffer is, you know what? Bob Schieffer is the coolest guy on CBS.
Socks are big now.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm Bob Schieffer, and I'm 143 years old.
He's not that old.
The man's employed. Cash and checks.
Yes, CBS kept him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they tend to do that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
But I don't know what that meant. Another thank you goes out to another Mike O'Mara Show listener, Dirk Vastrick.
Woo. I love Dirk with his new facial hair.
Dirk Vastrick sent Carla and I at the holidays a gift certificate to a restaurant down here that we had never gotten a chance to go out and use, and we used it last night, and it was wonderful.
Is it a chain restaurant or a restaurant that's exclusive to your neighborhood?
It was the Olive Garden, which was lovely. And we had
so many breadsticks.
It's a restaurant. I don't know how he knew it, but he I guess researched this.
It's called Google.
It's called Thoughtful. It ended
Thoughtful as well.
It's called Google. Don't diminish our listeners.
How did he find a restaurant in Fort Myers?
He must have used a telephone book.
No.
Maybe he hired a private investigator.
This is Jim Rockford.
Are you having a good time?
I think Oscar is.
Are you having a good time? Is that what you're doing? The point is this. You can use internet surveys all you want, but the fact is, my flight leaves in 10 minutes.
He had not one, but two gunshot wounds.
Two gunshot wounds that he may follow Fiji one. The point is that he found a place that we had already been to that is a small, I don't want to call it a mom and pop, but it is not a chain restaurant. No. And it is an obscure, it's in an obscure part of town, old town, and it's been around for a while. And this was a place that when we came down here and did the whole word of mouth thing, a guy recommended it and said, you ought to check this out. And we ended up, we've probably been to the place four times, and we love it. And so when we got it was like he had that special second sight, and I think that's just a listener going
that's
above and beyond.
Sweet.
I think he's a man
fantastic.
Of faith, and he probably prayed, and he got it right.
He got
a sign. What kind of restaurant is it? Is it American cuisine?
Well, what is wrong with you?
Well, I think he is a man of faith,
and he probably prayed on it. What is that?
Well, you know,
Sarah, what are you talking about?
Don't you, Mike, before you make any big decision.
We prayed on it, and then we let Trig stand on the dog.
Mike, before you make a big decision, like mailing a gift certificate to a disc jockey, don't you pray on it?
I pray on it all the time.
I went to a prayer breakfast, and what we decided was that we're sending Mike to this. Is it an Italian restaurant?
No, it's not an Italian restaurant. I love the way the hand goes up as you're sitting there. And incidentally, why don't we get, for 2015, let's just get Rob a cot.
Oh, God.
Let's get Rob a complete cot.
I mean,
we
are laid back. I mean, really, look at
you. I know. It's kind of tough with the new TV. All right, let me see if I can't fix myself.
Pull that ass back into that chair, Bobo.
Don't badmouth the company that was named for me.
Recliner?
No, Lazy Boy.
Oh, you're
lazy Boy.
Yes.
Very good. So the thing is, we went to this place and
is it a Chinese restaurant?
It was not a Chinese restaurant.
Well, I just want to know what kind of food you had.
Big I'm not going to. It was continental cuisine. It was regular.
That means small portions.
It was what continental cuisine means small portions.
To me, it usually does. Yeah.
Well, you know what they meant? They do something that is extremely old school at this restaurant, and it's something that I love.
What is it?
They make the little Caesar salad table side.
I love that.
Classy. Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to Carla, I bet the vast majority of American diners, if you told them what was really in a real Caesar salad, they'd probably go, right?
Did they use the raw egg?
They used the raw egg.
Nice. That's good stuff. They used
the anchovies, mm-hmm. and it was pretty awesome. And then the couple with their young son sat down. When I say young, he looked to be about 30, but it was an older couple.
Okay, well.
And they sat right. The only problem with this restaurant is it's the season down here, so everything is bustling. And you know, you would think on a Wednesday night it wouldn't be a big deal, but we were kind of, they wanted to jam us in a corner to start with, and we said, no jam
us in
that
baby
other,
in a corner.
Put, jam us in the other corner. So we went to another corner, and then when they put these people, the tables are very close together, so you can't help but be in the conversation.
It's like you're eating with the people next to you.
It's almost family style. Yeah.
But I'm trying to get this guy's voice. Because the guy's voice, I couldn't help it.
Is this the dad or the son?
This is the father.
Okay.
And the father, what is the voice? I know. Oh, it's an obscure voice, but Rob will know it.
Okay.
It's Pete. He was Pete Johnson, our engineer. Hi. Hi.
Well, then he's by the transitive property. He's also Steve Marmelstein.
Okay. So I didn't even hear the detail because he was so soft-spoken. It's like, and the only thing I had, and all I heard, the only thing I picked up with my deaf hearing at the table was,
that's $5,000 a week tax free.
Oh my God.
Cooking up a deal.
What an a-hole.
And then we didn't have much interaction with this. And the lady had, I want to be as nice as I can here, but the woman who was at the table, we noticed that the man ordered what they call that little petite filet of beef, which is the small one you get in restaurants.
Like a 6 ounce filet, yeah.
And it's my usual go-to.
The lady...
Shut up.
Your usual go-to. I mean, of course it is.
Yeah.
The lady
it
ordered...
It leaves room on the plate for steamed broccoli, no butter.
And the lady got, like, the man-size platter of meat.
It was prime
like there were
for
bones
her.
And there were chops, and it was like the heart attack sampler went down to her, and she had that kind of. It's a look that they get down here. It's a low center of gravity. It's I call it the man cut.
Yes,
you know the man cut that they all have. Yeah,
minimum maintenance.
Very nice jewelry though. Very nice jewelry and a very nice tan. But the man cut.
Larger woman.
Medium. Low to the ground.
Understand, yeah.
Low center of gravity. Yeah. You know? I mean, really, you could
built
put her
like
in the back.
Built like a townhouse, not a rambler.
Yeah, you could put her in the back of your car and let her head bobble. And it would be, it'd be fine, you know. And so at the very end, there is this busboy that comes up to the table, and the busboy was funny. He cracked Carla and I up, and we kind of got this relationship
like
going
with
it.
Like a rapport, yeah.
He comes over and he goes, how are you guys doing tonight? I said, we're just peachy. How about you? How are you doing? He said, you really want to know? And I said, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I really do want to know. I really want to know what's going on. He said, you know, it's hard to be honest. I said, oh, now I really want to know.
You got to know.
He said, and he cracked me up because he looked at me. His kid's like maybe 18, 17, 18 years old. He goes, I'm really just okay. And he made me laugh. And then for the rest of the night, he'd come by. And, you know, it's a Wednesday. He's working at the restaurant, probably not happy and stuff. And I said, okay. And he cracked up. And it was kind of our little thing. At the end of the night, we're sitting there. And this guy rolls up to me. And the busboy says, I couldn't believe it. He said, you got something on your upper lip. And suddenly the table across from us with the bowling ball lady
and
the guy with the voice and the son who I think was being taken to the airport after that, suddenly they sit up and turn in their seats and all stare at me after they hear this. And wow. I look at Carla immediately. I said, what? She said, you got some foam. on your upper lip. Mm. It was from it was from a fufu dessert item that I that I may have said. But it was a little whipped cream. I had a little whipped cream on the upper lip. I had a little creme brulee.
You have meringue all over your face.
I had a little creme brulee. And I had that. And he pointed it out. And it was loud enough where everybody sat up in their seats and kind of looked over at me. And I got pissed.
Well, you shouldn't get pissed.
Well, I got pissed because they were into their own little thing. And they were just like not
well, what
they,
happened
they
is
had
he
that
got
kind
excited.
Of attitude.
The only thing that could pull him away from $5,000 tax free is the embarrassment of you. That's what he was into.
So
but
I look, and Rob,
it.
You know this look, and I'm going to give it to you guys because you know what this look. Because they are sitting directly across from me, and they turn sideways to look me right in the eye after this happens. So the busboy comes by and he says, "You got a little something on your upper lip." I said, "Oh, wait a minute." And I take a napkin and I wipe it. I said, "What was that?" And I turn. And the three of these people are staring right at me, and this is what I do again. How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, no.
You called them on it. You called them
on it. And they turned back to their chow, and life went on. But it was a very nice evening, and I'm just saying a lot of thank yous. But during the holidays, you know, I say thank you to a lot of good people, and it was lots of fun.
I had a bit of an awkward moment with an older lady yesterday.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to get a case of water at Costco, and when I go there to get that, this is something I do. Is I usually kind of
get that on Amazon, you know.
Yeah, I do all the time. To your house. What they do is I buy the bottles at Amazon and then fill them because the shipping is cheaper.
Shipping is free on Prime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It was just a joke.
You know,
Oscar.
It's not only when he's defending himself that he disses the client. He defends himself and disses the client.
That was a joke. All right.
I understand. It's only the way we make our livings.
All right. So I was buying a case of water, and I like to hang out because there's usually an older person at the waters that needs help getting a case of water into their cart. And I'll hang out for a minute or so to see if I can help someone out. It's just something I do.
That's very kind of you. That's very sweet.
Oh, God.
What?
Why does that bother you, Oscar?
Why don't you hang out here and see if we need a little help?
The funny thing is I thought yesterday was awkward. In comparison, not so much.
Oh,
but
my God.
A lady comes up, Mike, and I would say...
Oh, my God.
The celebrity she most resembled is Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank and from the Today Show, the real estate lady.
So she's wizened.
She's a little wizened, and she's wearing a full-length mink. I mean, like, almost touching the ground.
Wow.
And I help her with her water, and she
says, a little inappropriate in this day and age, isn't it?
Well, you see, she thanks me, and I say, you know what? And I just think I'm going to make this lady's day. She says, what? I said, I think that is a gorgeous coat. I love seeing a woman in fur. And she said,
God, you are a queen. I swear to God.
And you know, I'm thinking that this lady is going to just say thank you and feel like $1 million because I handed her a compliment. And she says, you know, the animals that are raised for fur are treated much better than most house pets. And I'm like, and I my eyes are open and my face drops because I said, oh my God, she's starting
some
sort of debate.
Is that up until the point that they're like anally electrocuted?
I was going to say, yeah, don't you know how they kill them?
That's when you have to grab a spray paint bottle and then just spray paint an X on her back.
And I said,
and walk away.
And so what I'm trying to communicate is or figure out is, how can I get out of this right now? And I just said, well, I think it's terrific and I'll see you around. But the problem is when I'm navigating the aisles, I see her two more times just because we cross paths. And each time she like takes her coat and gestures with it like, huh?
There you go. Here's my coat. That's right. What they do is they fatten them up. They feed them human food and only the finest. And then prior to their death, I mean, I've read a few websites
about it. No good deed goes unpunished. I just wanted to tell her that I thought she looked nice.
Does Carrie own a fur coat by
any
chance?
No, she does not.
Did you mean it when you said it, or were you doing shtick, or were you just trying to be nice?
I was being nice, but I do think that a fur coat is a very cool thing. I would never buy one, but if it's already out there...
Would you not buy one because of the animal rights issue,
because you're cheap? My legendary cheapness
seems
to exist on this show.
If you could afford it, if you won the lottery...
You know what I would do?
Would that be something you would buy?
A vintage one. One that was animals that were already dead.
And you would wear it.
Oh, me?
Wait a minute.
Oh, God, Gil? Yeah.
Wait a minute. A vintage one, one with animals that are already... Even the new ones, dead. The animals are already dead.
I misspoke. What I'm saying
well, I'm
is
totally
that
confused by that statement.
If you were to go to Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills
oh, God. Okay.
And buy a coat that was newly manufactured, yes. These are animals that were just killed for that coat to be bought. But I'm talking about a coat from the 30s. The animals
you
have been dead
like your animals
for years.
Old.
Yeah, I do. Black and white animals. But as far as me wearing a fur coat, never a full length fur. No, but a collar, sure.
Yeah. I remember somehow I am somehow what is blasting my brain
big
is the old
collar,
movie,
yeah.
The old movie Gorky Park. Did you ever watch
yes,
that movie,
of course.
Rob?
Yeah,
with William Hurt and
mm-hmm.
Lee Marvin.
Yes,
and Lee Marvin when he's talking about the prey, said, "And if you wait too long, your prey is gone." Yes, Lee Marvin. Thank you very much. That's Lee Marvin, everybody.
I wish we could do a show without mentioning Lee Marvin just once.
I know.
But would
so
you,
Rob, you would buy a fur if you could afford it.
I think so, yeah. I think they're very cool.
The strangest purchases. What? Out of all the things.
And you know what? I would buy my fur at Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara portal.
I don't know if they sell them, but I imagine they do. I'll say this, though.
Well, why would you diss the client?
I'm not dissing the client. I just, I think in this day and age, like, that's not something you purchase.
It's not something you purchase.
Yeah.
No, something I would purchase. I think it's gorgeous.
No, but you wear leather shoes. They'd say that, too. You know,
yeah.
You wear leather shoes. Mm-hmm. You wear leather jackets. And in my case, a significant amount of leather pants.
Always.
Unfortunately, with this camera angle, no one ever gets to see them.
Pots,
but I'm wearing them right now. Just call me old sweaty thighs. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Lee Stein's son.
We are celebrating our 25th anniversary. Oh, wait.
Silver anniversary.
No. I'm sorry. It's our 25th show anniversary.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I thought maybe it was a time warp.
You know who's on the show?
Who?
Joe Piscopo to help us celebrate.
Really?
It's a 25th show. Not the
Is
years.
He still around? I thought he died.
My God. He's alive. Check him out on Tony Perkins Show. .com. You're terrible.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
Terrible. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will tell you, Tony Perkins and Gary Stein, weekly promos.
Yes.
Weekly promos.
Right, Oscar?
Incredible. They're doing an amazing job, and we should all admire them for that. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon.com. We were just talking about it. You know we love Amazon, and we get so many different things with them. I'm gratified when I walk around the neighborhood on recycling day, and I see all the empty Amazon boxes, because mm-hmm. it just reiterates what an incredible company that is. And we have had a partnership with them for the 5 years we have been doing the show. It is the number one single best way to support the Mike O'Mara Show. It doesn't cost any extra for you, and it means the world to us. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now, because you love it, the Amazon Hot Buy of the Day, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I'm sure you know it, that it's Elvis Presley's birthday, and you can celebrate like a king if you have the TFAL FR8000 3.5-liter immersion deep fryer. Fries up to 2.65 pounds of food at once. Makes hush puppies, french fries, donuts, crullers, potato chips, fried chicken, tater tots, mozzarella sticks, and fruit fritters. With professional results every time. It's the TFAL deep fryer from Amazon.com. Back to you, Shotzi.
Thank you, Lee. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support the show while getting what you need the easiest way possible. Remember, click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if you're smart, you'll bookmark it, bitch.
News.
All right, here we go. Robert Downey Jr. was seeing double at the People's Choice Awards, my least favorite award show.
It's a horrible one.
The star of The Judge and Iron Man picked up the trophies for Favorite Dramatic Movie Actor and Favorite Movie Actor at Wednesday's fan favorite ceremony honoring
Even
stars
their
and
categories
film.
Suck.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, just terrible.
Favorite dramatic movie actor.
Who was the host? Queen Latifah?
No,
was
last night host? It's the two girls from that I Hate My Mother show.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't even think
the
of
cans.
Them. Yeah, there are a lot of cans. Yeah, yeah. I think three or four big cans. On
nice the Big crack. Bang Theory also won multiple honors. The sitcom about a group of scientists was awarded trophies for favorite network TV comedy and favorite TV show, while co-star Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting, is that the name?
Sure.
Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting? She was chosen as favorite comedic TV actress.
They didn't win the trophy I thought they were going to get, which was most popular unfunny program.
Yeah, still can't get into it.
No, I don't think it's funny.
I don't know what to think about this story, but we got to share it with you. Bill Cosby said he had a wonderful time and got a standing ovation from polite Canadian fans at his first show following a string of cancellations in the wake of sexual assault allegations from more than 15 women. Outside, though, protesters braved below-freezing weather to shame the ticket holders as they streamed in and are likely to do so again. Question for you guys. Do you think that they would have the same situation if it was in the United States? Would they get a full house to go see Cosby?
I think they would, but I also think they would have more protesters.
Yeah, they'd have a lot.
I think he took a safe route by performing up there. I think he would sell out anything because, you know, people are, if nothing else, stupid.
True.
And they're going to want to see him because he's Bill Cosby.
Especially in these venues that he's picking. There's not like, they're in big cities.
Yep.
They're just these venues that people travel to, resorts, casinos.
But I do think he would have more trouble. I know he would sell out in America, but I think he'd have more trouble with protests.
I actually played golf the other day with a guy from London, Ontario, and he told me that the reason this is going off, the reason they're doing this is because of the threats that were made and the financial ramifications if they did not hold the show.
Oh, they were pushed into it.
I think contractually they might have had an obligation.
So they pushed Cosby to do it?
No. The Cosby people, I think, pushed
them. Oh, Cosby pushed them.
They would have been out, and they couldn't afford to not do it. Cosby's show in Kitchener was his first show since November, when the entertainer saw at least 10 performances get canceled on his North American tour. So we'll have to keep you posted on that and see what happens as it moves along. A woman named Alexa Waldman claims that Snooki's husband,
Gianni
LaValle.
He's a good boy.
Hey, Gianni LaValle, how you doing there? Said anyway that he tried to hook up with her during a weekend in Fort Lauderdale last March, back when Snooki and Gianni were still engaged. He was there celebrating his 27th birthday. Alexa tells In Touch magazine that he took her number and proceeded to text her incessantly over the next 2 days. She says, quote, "He told me he wanted to have a girl down here on the side that he could visit."
Mm. Wow. He was
That's
excited
a suspicious
to,
quote.
He was excited to meet a woman who wasn't orange.
Snooki isn't buying it. She tweeted, quote, FYI,
oh, God.
This BS story In Touch is posting is a lie and told last summer, LOL, lost all respect for that magazine. Yeah. My man ain't going nowhere. Signed, Snooki Nicole Polisi. There we go.
Oh, she got that new. She got a new show though with JWoww, right?
JWoww.
Yeah.
Do they re-up them?
And I think JWoww is now fat, and Snooki is now skinny. Oh. The total weight has remained the same.
And if you're looking to record that, the show is called The Fish Markets. We've seen so much of Miley Cyrus's naked body, but we haven't seen all of it. But that might change sooner than you think. Miley wants to pose in Playboy this
year. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. A source says, quote, Miley can't think of it. I don't know why I used the Gene Simmons voice for
every
quote.
Well, he's been the celebrity spokesman all week, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. I'll stop doing it when I tire of it myself.
I like it.
A source says, quote, Miley can't think of anything sexier than taking it all off and wants to book a shoot by April. And her boyfriend, Patrick Schwarzenegger, is all for it.
Oh, I forgot she's dating him. Yeah, that's excellent.
If Miley wants this, it'll probably happen. Hugh Hefner once said Miley would be welcome in his magazine. Of course, that was 2008, when Miley was only 15.
Oh, no.
He meant he'd have her in it when she turned 18. Now she is 22, so we'll have to wait and see.
I think it's a gander.
I think it's a real creep that would look at that.
Not really.
You know, we're podcasters now, first and foremost, but we're still on the radio, and we've been radio personalities for a long time, and there's more to being a radio personality than glamour, fame, and orgies on piles of money. Maybe now you'll appreciate us more. According to a new study by CareerCast.com, broadcaster is the seventh most stressful job you can have.
Wow, really?
Yes, they looked at 11 different kinds of job demands that evoke stress, both physical and mental. Here are the 10 most stressful jobs. You ready for this?
Please.
Go. You want me to go 10 to 1?
10 to 1, please.
10 to 1. Here we go. Number 10, newspaper reporter.
See that?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Number 9, photojournalist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get your shot.
Number 8, event coordinator.
So many things can go wrong. Logistics.
So tough. Yeah, yeah.
Number 7, broadcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
Guilty.
Number 6, actor.
Actor!
Number 5, police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, airline pilot. Number 3, general in the military.
Oh.
Well, I would think that the general would be a little cushier
aren't
than an airline
like
pilot.
3A, Lord Croupier is general in the military.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
That's not right.
Number 2, member of the military.
Okay.
That's fair.
And the number 1 is firefighter.
Ah,
I can see that. Yeah.
They also rank the least stressful jobs, top 10 and the least. That's usually a combination of job security, a good hiring outlook, salary, and a few physical demands. Few physical demands and deadlines. Here are the top 10 for the easiest jobs.
Okay.
Number 10. This is weird. Forklift operator.
Oh, wow.
Number 9. Librarian.
And sexy job, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Okay, you're going Donna Reed, aren't you?
Sure, why not? I think
you
it's
had
better.
Donna Reed in your brain, didn't
yeah,
you?
It's hotter than
black
Miley.
And white brain. Number 8, dietitian.
Yeah,
not sexy.
Number 7, Taylor.
Measure
number
twice.
6, medical laboratory technician.
Yeah. Oh,
well, you know, Mike, it's not stressful because they never get the results back.
Yeah,
to
they
you.
Never get it right. Number 5, jeweler. Number 4, medical records technician. It's the same type yep. of thing as medical laboratory technician. Number 3, university professor, specifically ones who have tenure.
Yeah, ooh. I can see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's a weird one. Number 2, audiologist, which is someone who tests people's
I
hearing.
Know an audiologist. She's very happy.
Yeah,
very,
my dad goes happy. To one, yeah. and she's really hot. Yeah.
And now we've given you, we're at 20. This is the number one easiest job in the world. Less stressful.
Least stressful.
I don't want to say easy. Least stressful. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It is hairstylist.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes,
wow.
Hairstylist. Thank you very much.
I've seen some. They look pissed sometimes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of turnover. They move from salon to salon.
You get that color wrong.
The lady that cut my hair the other day was from Kentucky, and she did not seem particularly happy. No. Didn't like it down here. And, you know, she was miserable the whole time.
I would think anyone would be happy to get out of Kentucky.
I think anybody would be happy to cut my hair. Am I right, fellas?
Celebrity hair.
That's right, ladies.
And now a little something. If you're looking for a classy woman, it's hard to imagine anyone could compete with this special lady. And yes, it comes from my home state now. 32-year-old Marisol Toribio was shopping at a Macy's in Coral Springs, Florida a few weeks ago, and some security guards caught her shoplifting. And Marisol was so desperate to get away, she came up with an incredibly nasty escape plan.
Oh, no, what?
She initially pooped in her pants.
Oh, no.
Reached into her underwear and grabbed some, and then smeared it on the security guards' faces.
Oh,
Oscar,
no.
That is not okay.
That is not okay.
Florida, Florida, thanks, Florida. But those security guards deserve a raise after they get their shots because they didn't back down. Marisol was arrested for theft and tampering with physical evidence. As for Marisol, she is in deep.
Oh, no.
Trouble. Thank you. Boy, these new clothes at Macy's smell like S. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault, Rob Spielberg, right here on the Michael Barrow Show. Baby left me,
never said a word. Hey, folks, Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey. And if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the Moore Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com. That's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you need life insurance but you haven't bought it yet, Encore, 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 Encore.
Yes.
Let me give you the number. We would love you to help them out because they help the Mike O'Mara Show out. Give them a call today toll-free, 866-347-5748. They'll give you a free life insurance quote, and nobody will call on you. It is absolutely free. They survey all the companies to get you a great rate. Or you can do it online visiting smartterm.com. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. You'll find all the license disclaimer and quality customer service right there. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out as a favor to us, but mostly for yourself. And please, without further ado, do it today. And now, let's bring in Rob Spiewak with the Thursday Audio Vault. Take it away, Rob.
Someone on Facebook predicted I wouldn't mention this, and that's something that will make me predict, will make me mention it.
Okay.
Today is Elvis's birthday, obviously. I've been playing his records all day. But it's also the 74th birthday, Mike, of Graham Chapman from Monty Python.
Okay.
And I know you like Monty Python as I do.
Love him.
And the fact is he's been gone so long and he still would only be 74. He's still way too young. He had a hard life. He has trouble with alcohol. But I wanted to spotlight my favorite Graham Chapman character as it is his birthday today.
Now, I would just like to point out that this film is displaying a distinct tendency to become silly. Now, nobody likes a good laugh more than I do. Except perhaps my wife. And some of her friends. Oh, yes, and Captain Johnson. Come to think of it, most people like to laugh more than I do. But that's beside the point. I'm warning this film not to get silly again. Right.
Right. Anyway, happy birthday, Graham Chapman.
And Graham Chapman on Monty Python, that was always his niche. He was always the authority figure.
Yes.
He did a lot of that, and it was hysterical. And really, you want to talk about people that knew how to poke fun. And this is back when, you know, in London, they needed to loosen up a lot more than they are loosened up today. Absolutely phenomenal stuff.
Really so he is missed. And for the person who said I wouldn't mention it, in your face.
There you go.
Lick it.
I know you like isolated vocals. This has been on YouTube for a long time, but for some reason it was trending around Facebook a lot yesterday. This is really lovely, and it's easy to make a joke, but this is also very cool. She had such a great voice. Here's isolated vocals from Karen Carpenter, Mike.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to...
Isn't it? It's a little weird, isn't it?
Nothing ever seems to fit.
She came to an unfortunate end. Maybe that adds to the creepiness, but...
to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
It sounds sadder when you hear
it
her
does.
Isolated.
Mournful.
Does it not?
Sounds almost mournful.
And because she had the eating disorder and she died because of it, I think the creepy factor, Rob, has gotten the show off the charts on that.
All right, well, let me bring it right back. And remember, Oscar, this is something you don't know. She was primarily a drummer.
Yeah,
that was her job.
She had an eating disorder, right?
Yes, she did. She didn't eat a lot. No. That was her problem. She got very, very thin
Rob,
towards the end.
It was a mental illness is what she suffered.
You can't laugh at that.
Am I laughing?
She sounded hungry on that tune.
You bring us to
now
the
you're
land
laughing.
Of creepy.
What?
Oh, my God.
What happened? All
right. Okay, move on, please.
Here's a run-in that Nicole Kidman had with Jimmy Fallon. They were talking about it on The Tonight Show, and it's got a very, very funny conclusion. Turns out that they had in a meeting arranged some years ago. Jimmy Fallon thought he was going to be pitched on a movie project, but Nicole Kidman had sort of an interest in Jimmy Fallon sexually.
This is great, Mike.
And he did not pick up on it. So here's her telling her side of the story to Jimmy Fallon.
Do we go on a date?
Over though, and you're there in a baseball cap.
It's at her apartment.
Nothing. Just like.
You had green cheese.
Like, and you wouldn't talk. You didn't say anything. You were like, hey.
Do you? I'm very nervous.
And I'm like, okay.
I didn't know this was this is a thing. I thought this was a movie.
It was like a hang. It was meant to just, I don't know. And then you put a video game on or something. And I'm like, this is so bad. I swear, and you didn't talk at all. And so after about an hour and a half, I thought, he has no interest. This is so embarrassing.
Wow.
No,
and I
kind of
left and went, okay, no chemistry. And then I was like, maybe he's gay.
I know we've all probably been guilty of not picking up on signals from a chick, But that's
not
pretty
from
bad.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, he should have been all over that.
By the way, I really don't say this very often. I'll probably get mocked for it, but I think Nicole Kidman is an underrated actress.
I agree.
I agree with you.
I think she's really.
I think she's made some good movies.
The entire clip, if you get a chance, Mike, watch it, because when you're sitting there, you see him. He's genuinely surprised. And
really squirming.
And as the interview goes on,
it gets worse.
He's trying to charm her while they're having the interview. And he goes, look, chemistry. We're having chemistry.
It definitely throws him
throughout the entire interview.
And that is probably where you'd not get that with a stronger interviewer and a stronger personality. But Fallon, if he brings more of that to the table.
So genuine.
How often are you going to get, Nicole Kidman, a major actress, that's going to talk about the fact that she wanted to bang him?
Yeah.
How long is that? That won't happen.
And
very often.
Writes it off to the fact that he's probably gay.
And she mentions, they go back and forth because they're both married now. He goes, well, I don't go on tour. Like, he starts comparing himself to Keith Urban because Keith Urban's on tour a lot. And it just got so awkward.
Yeah.
he's like, I don't go on tour.
I'm going to go look at that.
Kicked right in his masculinity. And here's a tape that I'm sure Todd is streaming us live in the airport right now. Here's a tape for Todd. One of the big things at the CES, Audi has a self-driving car. Oh,
yeah. Speaking of cool gadgets, Audi has a self-driving car. Did you know that? Yes. And yesterday, Audi's self-driving car drove itself 500 miles to Las Vegas. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Not for the Consumer Electronics Show, for its buddy Chad's bachelor party. The Audi got so drunk it had to Uber home.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show's come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you wish to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, just send it to Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Please tell a friend or a family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.